Okay, let's pick up this one. This one, my husband said, this is, yeah, it is good. Okay, I pick it out. Pick it up. And, oh, I need to wear my glasses. It's called, I wear my glasses. And we will try this one, we will try the green one and something else. Okay, so here are the tomatoes and each one has a different type. And we have one beefsteak tomato and it is so big. Look at it. Look at it. Wow. And here is already grown. It's bigger than my hand. See my hand behind it. It's bigger than my hand. So big. And it's perfectly good. And it's the space, it fights a little bit over its space. So many. And this one, I forgot the name. This one I know, it's beefsteak. Yes, we all have beef master. This one is beef master. We call it beef steak. This one is Moldovan green. Oh, Moldovan green. It's a green tomato and it's very, very, very delicious. How do I say very, very delicious? This Moldovan green, it's green color and this one is already good. I can touch it, it's soft. And it's a little bit like potato, very sandy, very not so, it's like a chestnut that's sandy. The texture is very interesting and it's fresh, but not spicy fresh like the other orange colored one. Okay, later we will do a tasting of it. This one is good. I still have one which is already good and already picked up. This one must be the beefsteak, beef master, Moldovan green. And this one is for for the authentic pasta put into pizza Napolitana. That kind. This is a Pian Molo. I will check with my husband and know it. And one of my favorite, they are all my favorite. One of the little orange one is very delicious. It's must be in another place. I will find it. Anyway, enjoy. Must be on the other side. So, the beautiful backyard. And the sunbrella. And you can take a look at... this one is... This leaf is kind of a Japanese leaf for making sushi. I do not like that flavor. It has quite some fragrance, but it's my family bought it. And the other one is kumquat. Okay, let's see the top of the roof. Let's move on to these tomatoes. So many tomatoes. and the blackberry, all so good. Okay. Hello dear friends, good afternoon, such a beautiful afternoon. So let's try the tomato, and this one is pianolo, tomato pianolo. And I heard, my husband told me, this is for Napolitana pizza. There is a little juice. How do we cut it? We cut it this way so that you can see how about it. Yes, let's cut this way. Looks quite sandy. Let me try. I hope you do not hear the sound. I got some friends say that the sound of eating is kind of, I get it, V-I-S-G something. And I totally agree, so I will try to cover up the sound. And it's very mild. And it's quite sandy. A lot of texture in it. Not too watery. Maybe because we are dry, and the skin is relatively thick and strong. So it's better when you do it. Put in hot water, boiling water, and peel it off. Blanch it a little bit. Okay, I roll some paper so it can cover up the sound. And this one is my very, very favorite. The reason it's very sweet and full of carrot, a little bit sour, but not acidic sour. It's just very bright and very it brightens up. You can immediately feel. And this is another one. This one is relatively less sour, more plain and more calm. This one is just spicily. You can immediately, that's a bright, that's pew, open up that feeling. Okay, let's try this one first. Oh, it is so good, so good. Now let's try this one. Do I need to cut it open? I want to eat it. I will not cut it open. It looks like tomato anyway. I eat all of them, even the skin. You do not even feel the skin. The skin is very, very, very thin. Okay, this is the green tomato. And we picked it up yesterday. And let's take a look. I will cut it cross-section so that you can see how it looks. Ready, set, go. This is a tomato. by itself is green color. And you see, it grows to be, it's mature from growing, so it's full of flavor. And the skin, you can even peel it off because it's mature, it's ripe. This one is a little bit sour than yesterday, a little bit, teeny tiny little bit. So pleasant, quite thin skin. Okay, let me finish them. I so enjoy it. And we have some red tomato, and I picked up yesterday some other kind, and I have tried the beef master beef steak. It was so big, an explosion of flavor. And the most explosion of flavor is actually this one. It's just you, it's like eating a taste, bum, all the flavor coming out. Anyway, I will enjoy it and I will show you something else later on. Let me get some sound so that you do not hear by eating things. It is very, very pleasant. And the skin is quite thin. Okay, now I will show you another thing we harvested. So these are passion fruit. I have never had it before. And I had it, I think, 30 years ago when I first met with my family. With my husband, and we traveled to Thailand. It's kind of a tropical product. So this is a passion fruit. And when it is dried, it will completely dry into wrinkle. And inside, the seed is very, very... there is almost no meat. It's just some seed. Let's try which one of it. This looks the best. How beautiful they are. They are the taste bomb. An explosion of taste. And that is true. And they have very few products comparing with banana, a whole banana you can feed on that. This one, no. It's just a little small tiny things. And I need to get a spoon. I will later on go get a spoon. And we have made something one time in Australia. Oh, it was one of the best things we made. Okay, let me cut it first. And then I go get the spoon. How beautiful I feel this is it. And you use a spoon to eat the inside of it, passion fruit. Oh my goodness. Oh, it is so, so, so good. It reminds me of Australia. There was one time around 23 years ago, or maybe not. Yeah, Australia, 15 years ago, let's say, when we lived in Australia. And we invited our family coming to Australia, so far away. So we had a family get together in Australia in Christmas time. Christmas in the beach, because Australia is the south, south atmosphere, hemisphere. So Christmas time is the hot time. And we made one dessert, is this. So we cook it, boil it with vanilla and with a little bit of sugar maybe, and reduce it, just take it out. And I forgot, my husband did it. Anyway, we get the juice out of it. And a little bit of lemon, citron, and then we made fruit salad. There is banana, mango, papaya, and apricot, peach, anything in Australia. The fruit is so good. So we made a fruit salad and then put the juice and let it infuse overnight. The next day we started to eat, the whole house becomes so fragrant. The flavor, the parfum from this passion fruit get into the juice, get into the fruit salad, all mixed. Oh, it's the best thing. This is so good. Anyway, this is passion fruit. When you do not see, I will lick it, and there will be not a single drop wasted. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Bye-bye, friends.